Scottish History, a Colouring Book. Let's awa' for a wee donner back in time through Scottish history. It's going to be a bumpy ride. Scarra Brae. Way back 5,000 years since, folk stayed in these stained hooses in Orkney. Some folk have just spied there's a doister on the way. In just a wee while, the whole village will be covered with sand and no be uncovered till 1850. The Antonine Wall. In 143 AD, the Romans built a muckle wall from the Firth of Forth to the Firth of Clyde. They tried to keep the Caledonians out, but they couldn't do it for long. St. Columba. In 563, Columba came over from Ireland to the bonny Isle of Iona. He set up an abbey and brought Christianity to the pagan Picts. The Vikings. For hundreds of years, the Vikings invaded Scotland. Yon ships are on their way to the west coast in the 9th century. There's a wheen of galleys hasting o'er the waves. It's a fearsome sight. David I and the Border Abbeys. King David founded a wheen of abbeys, including Melrose in 1136. It's still a braw sicht today. We'll no forget the workies what did all the biggin' mind. The Battle of Bannockburn. In 1314, there was a sair fecht at Bannockburn. Abbeys cheering Robert the Bruce after the Scottish army won. Mary, Queen of Scots. Mary had four ladies-in-waiting, all cried Mary. In 1567, she was prisoned in Lochleven Castle, till she managed to win out ae nicht. She was a hapless woman, mind. We all ken what befell her in the end. Flora MacDonald. After the Battle of Culloden in 1746, Flora MacDonald helped bonnie Prince Charlie to get awa'. Afore they sailed o'er the sea to Skye, they tried dressing him in a goonie like a maid. That was maybe no sic a good notion. The Norloch. The Norloch was a clarty, loupin' loch next to the Castle Rock, where folk couped all their rubbish. You wouldna want to tak a duke in it. See what a grand sicht embra was in 1830 after the loch was drained. Crofton. In the 18th and 19th centuries, mony folk in the Highlands had to bide on crofts. Abody had to help out. Howkin' tatties, fishing, spinning, knitting, gathering and burning the kelp. The black hooses were murky and reeky and the life was a dree. Lighthouse engineering. In the 19th century, Robert Stevenson, an unca crafty chiel, put his heed to designing lighthouses. The lichts gave warning of the rocks and saved money a life. This is in his Bell Rock. The clearances. Mony a crofter was harried out of their hame in the clearances. It's 1850, and yon families hain to leave their house in the Highlands. What's gone to come of yon bairns and their mither and faither? Maybe they'll hae to gang to America. The herring lasses. They gallus women gaed all o'er Britain, following after the herring seasons in the 19th and early 20th centuries. They were gutting and packing the barrels. It was guy-hard work. Atween whiles they'd be knitting and haeing a blether. Shipbuilding on the Clyde. It's 1938 and the docks is fair hoaching wi' folk. All the bairns want to tak a deek at the big ship their fathers and brothers worked sae hard on.